Escaping Russian occupation before it becomes nearly impossible. Svetlana and her daughter Karina just arrived from the Kherson region. Hours before a referendum organized by Russia is due to take place.
About 70% of people are jobless. We were 5 months without any mobile connection. The food is coming from Crimea and we have to pay in rubles. They have been telling us that our hometown is part of Russia and it was liberated from Ukraine.
Karina's husband had to stay behind because men of fighting age aren't allowed to leave. That's why it took Oleksiy and his family 4 days to travel from Luhansk to the Ukrainian-controlled part of Zaporizhia, despite a permit issued by the separatists. His wife Gula tells me she was worried he would be mobilized. Oleksiy says Russia's referendum is a sham, and now is the time to choose sides.
There are people who are going to vote. There are people who really believe if Luhansk joins Russia, life will become better and they'll be happier. I'm surprised because most of them work for Ukrainian companies. They earned a good living. Now they have nothing, but they're supporting Russia.
People still living in Zaporizhia, Kherson and the Donbas will be asked if they want to join Russia. Russia doesn't fully control any of the four regions where this so-called referendum is taking place, and the areas under Ukrainian control come under regular attack day and night. This is the latest one in the heart of the city. One of the several that rocked Zaporizhia early morning. The target was a hotel set to host displaced people on their way further west. People like Tanya and Yulia, who made their journey together from Melitopol. It's painful. Her parents stayed back home, part of an older generation nostalgic about the Soviet Union. Yulia shows us a video where she was taunted by collaborators and Russian soldiers, forced to praise the Russian motherland and sing the national anthem.
I kept my children at home. At school, there was too much pressure on them. They would get punished if they spoke Ukrainian. I'm afraid I won't be able to return home. After the referendum, there will be special permits for people to get in and out of there.
No one here doubts the outcome of the referendum. The vote has already been discarded by Ukraine and its allies. But Russia will use it to stretch its borders closer to western Ukraine. Hod Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Zaporizhia.